Blog Talk Radio.
Masaklah Parahit. Parent your inner child so that its neediness may not eclipse the wisdom of your heart and the maturity of your spirit. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Bhavaspata World Radio. We are your hosts. I'm Denise, and welcome our beautiful sister Milou. Hello, Milou.
Hello, Denise.
And it's wonderful to be back again. We've had a few little misses, but that's okay. Everything is in perfection. And I hope everyone enjoyed the beautiful meditation that we shared last week from our beloved Almeen. And everything is well. So, Milou, how has your week been?
It's been wonderful, Denise. I've been doing some different work. You know, I have a little part-time job, so that kind of sort of normal work. And then, of course, spiritual work, especially with the time map that I just got recently.
Yes. And when was your cosmic birthday, Milou?
That was February 18th. And my physical sort of earthly birthday is February 23. So it was just 5 days prior to my regular birthday. So this month has been celebration month.
Wow, big celebrations.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. And are you able to share what your mantra is for your time map?
Yes, I embrace the moment through surrendered trust. Yes. And it's funny because, you know, when you say it or repeat it to yourself, or when I do that every day, several times a day, it's sort of, I know that's the purpose of it, of course, but, you know, I feel it more. It comes alive for me and I live it more. And then when I combine it with the mantra of the day of whatever it is. I mean, I remember Almeen said that we should, you know, like a little bit of, you know, like Kivesta, you know, combine the two to create a new alchemy, right?
Yes.
And then when I do that, I can really feel a new sort of, not concept coming up, but a new feeling to it or a new awareness and sort of a new... I don't know, a new perception of things, really. I wouldn't be able to put it into words. I can just feel how, you know, surrendering into the moment and embracing the moment fits in with every other mantra. I say, wow, this must be the central mantra because it fits with everything. But I'm sure everybody feels that way, you know, with their mantra, it fits with everything else.
Yeah, you know, it. I feel like it just pulls you into your center, you know, to just into that deep beingness. When I hear you say it, and like mine is, I dwell in timelessness, which you're right. When I put that with the mantra of the day, which I. Do you know today's? Do you have today's?
What was it? No, I can't remember. Can I the angel? Just a second. I had to. I'm empowered through impeccability. That's what it is today. I'm empowered through impeccability.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And the angel name is Kirista.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yes.
And so how have you been working with it, Malou? How have you been working with your time map?
Well, I know that the time map is very powerful and that we've just scratched the surface. And so I'm trying to let go of the fact that I don't know how to interpret it. But I want to learn how to interpret it, and I want to feel into it. So I do that every day. I put the stack together, you know, with the catalyst.
Yes.
The bottom, and then the daily power wheel, and then the cosmic time map, and then on top my own personal time map. And then I call in the angel for that day, and I say the mantra, and then I say also my own mantra, and then I add those two together and feel into or see or sort of look into what's the third mantra that comes out of it, what's the result of those two coming together. And then I look at my personal time map and see if it fits with, or it's in alignment with the cosmic time map. Usually it's not.
Thank you for saying that. Mine too. I thought, okay, none of these lines so far lining up with the infinite time map.
yes. But, well, actually today one of the lines are, I believe there are three lines in the cosmic today, or was that yesterday? I can't even remember now, but one of them was in alignment with the cosmic time map. But anyway, it's not of importance, because it's our time map, as I understand it, is our reality. It's our highest potential for our personal lives, and it's completely in alignment with the cosmic time map. But it's just part of the cosmic time map, as I understand it. It's like the ocean and the current in the ocean, right?
Yeah.
That's how I understand it anyway. So, but then I sort of, you know, I look at the line, and I look also at the manual to see, okay, if it's a straight line, a single line, if it's a day of transformation or transfiguration or whatever, and then I try and feel into what it is about. What aspect of my being do I need to look at today? And I found it to be a bit hard. I mean, to be a bit difficult to pinpoint what is it exactly. And then the sections of the catalyst.
Yes.
Is divided into 8 sections, and that helps a lot to figure out what theme it is or what aspect of life it is about. But I feel empowered by the time map. I feel all you know.
Much more clarity. Do you find you have more clarity working with it?
Yes. And actually today I have a destiny line. So it's a line that goes from the center and right out to the edge to the future. So it's from my very past to my future. That's this long uninterrupted line. And it has to do with transfiguration, and it's about program. The area of the catalyst tells me it's about programming and things, you know, I need to release, and you know what my actions originate, where my actions originate from. And so I had to sit down and feel into it and meditate on it and see what is it. And I found it, and it was pretty huge for me.
Yeah.
In that way, it gave me clarity that I haven't been able to receive that quickly before.
Yeah.
So I feel it's a tool of empowerment on so many levels that we don't even understand. I don't understand it anyway.
Yeah, me too. I really don't understand it. Do you use the oils as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I use different oils, but right now, because I just got my personal blend from Almine, and I'm so in love with that oil. It's just amazing. It smells divine. It's I just love it. So I use that a lot.
Wow.
I use that all over, especially on my high heart, and I love it. And it's just so in alignment with the time map and with the things that are happening right now. So, yeah.
Feels amazing, actually.
Yeah.
So, well, that's wonderful. And, yeah, anyone can... Is there a discount on the personal blends this month, Malou? For some reason, why do I think for the month of February...
There was, but that not. I'm not sure for the personal blend. I believe it was for the other oil.
Okay.
I'm not sure it goes for the personal blend.
Well, anyways, anybody wants to check it out, it's fragrancealchemy.com, and all the information is on there. But that's exciting. I want to order a new personal blend. So. One of these days.
Yes. Yeah. How do you feel about the time map? Do you also use oils with it, or?
I do sometimes. To be honest with you, not consistently every day, but maybe I will try and make an effort to do that. I love my time map because remember we had the calendar of oneness?
Yes.
I live the calendar of oneness every day. And what I found was just applying the principle or the mantra, whatever, that day, it just helped create graceful change. So, it brought clarity, it brought awareness, it brought, not to say that things didn't come up, but usually the insight would be much more available. And I find the same with working with my time map. It's the same. Like I feel such profound shifts in my being, in my life. But at the same time, it's graceful, it's so yeah, I find things are destructuring, but it's graceful.
Yeah.
And I do the mantra often, especially if I feel like I'm maybe being, pulled out of my center or something comes up. It's like, just breathe. And I do the same as you. I apply today's mantra with my own, and I have to say I love it. I did do the webinar that was offered taught by Rahir, and to be honest with you, I did not feel any the wiser after it. I have to go back and listen again and again and again because there was a lot of information on there, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, Malou, you and I have a frequency-based time map. And I've seen other people's, which are very light-based, with straight lines and maybe many destiny lines coming out. I don't. I only have, I think, like 5 destiny lines.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But I have a lot of lines that go, they go from all the way from the center out to the rim and back, which is, it's almost like, but it feels very fluid to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't understand it, and I think maybe that's a good thing.
I think so too, because I'm not sure we were to understand all that much. I think we need to feel into it and then live it embody it on a deeper level.
Yes. Yeah, and I, you know, I think you're right. I think, you know, we're just scratching the surface, and I feel like the more depth we explore with it, you know, then the more that's going to come out. I mean, I found it interesting. I know some of the comments I've read, like people weren't happy with their mantra when they first got it, and, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I loved mine. I was like, wow. But it was funny. I remember when I first got it thinking, I dwell in timelessness, but I do that already. Like, you know, I pretty much live in the moment. And
Well, maybe that's why that's your mantra.
But I thought, okay, don't take this at face value, Denise. You have to go deeper with it. And when I actually explored what, you know, there's areas of my life that's not in timelessness. So I felt like, you know, it felt to me like it's my weakness and my strength.
Yeah.
So, you know, as for a mantra, but there's, definitely lots to experience and explore. And I believe there's still some available. So anybody, you know, didn't have one and is, you know, feels, I mean, it's funny, Malou, you and I had the same feeling when it first was made available by Almeen. There was no thought involved. We just ordered straight away. So it's like, it's just, I have to have that.
That was the quickest decision I ever made, I think. I just thought, and boom, I went.
And me right after you.
Yes, that was funny.
You know, we're so grateful and blessed to receive these magical tools to help create a new reality on Earth, and, you know, just embrace graceful change, right?
Yes, exactly. And then as I understand it, at the end of the year, there will be, as usual, a New Year's ceremony where somehow the daily power wheels and, you know, I don't know what else, but will be sort of put into some sort of ceremony or whatever that Almeen will share with us. So all these power wheels, because each of them are only good for one day, so but we will collect them and then do something with them at the end of the year.
The New Year's Eve ceremony. So that's will be something to look forward to. Always a blessed time. I'm sure we'll have, you know, as things unfold and questions come up, be able to share more about the time maps, and hopefully be able to analyze it a little better. But for now, we're happy not knowing.
So, I was thinking, could you please share a little bit about what you've been doing lately?
Well, Malou, I've been cleaning house.
Cleaning house, yes.
Yes, for sure. I was very privileged and honored to be able to participate in a recent silent retreat with our beloved Almeen in Newport. And, you know, to say that it was magical is absolutely, you know, beyond words. Like, just to see Almeen and to get a hug. Let me tell you, there was lots of crying. And just joyful too. Like, it was just, you know, it was to see her. She's beautiful, you know. She's an incredible miracle for everything that she's gone through. And, you know, wow. You know, and I'm sure she will maybe share all that when it's time. But you know, we had an assignment, and our week was to help clean house, and with the graceful destructuring that's taking place, of course, with, you know, on the earth and being moving into resurrected life. So, you know, we're doing it by proxy, of course. We were there for as proxies for the week. And so Amin had asked us to, you know, visualize the countries, particularly like Syria, you know, for all the what's going on there, Russia being controlled by, you know, these five powers, China, what's happening in Brazil, like particularly, you know, these countries. And then we were to use the God Merkaba and you know, create our sacred space and our reality, but to use the violet ray of light, which I believe was shared on the diary, which,
yes,
you know, that's what we did. We used the violet ray of light. We used the white luminous cocoon then around the country that we were working with. And then we, you know, visualized the lime green, the mint green, sorry, mint green ray of light to clear mind control. And then we would end with the, you know, the infinite ray of light, the fuchsia light into, you know, all of humanity, the people of the earth that are, you know, obviously feeling the destructuring. And then while we were doing that, Amin was working on us, and she gave us a blessing every day, which is, you know, life-changing.
Yeah.
She cooked for us. Oh my God, Malu, I still dream about the apple tart and ice fresh cream. Oh my God, it was heavenly.
Yes, I can imagine. Oh my God.
Oh. Truly, I know. I'm so blessed. Honestly, I've been so blessed to being, you know, able to participate, and, you know, so much joy and gratitude in my heart for, you know, for Almeen and Jan for facilitating it, and just to be in, you know, Almeen's sacred home. I mean, you've been there, Malu, you know, it's still amazing and magical, yeah, and beautiful. And, you know, we had lovely stormy weather, you know, that you're happy to be snuggled up in a blanket and just in complete,
yeah,
silence, and the winds howling and the rains pelting off the roof. Like, you know, it's great. You know, and of course on the last day it's bright and sunny and warm. And
yeah.
So yeah, it was truly, you know, magical and miraculous. We worked with the bird clock, you know, and maybe we can share more about that in another show. The very magical and sacred tool,
yeah,
that we worked with. But yeah, it was truly,
yeah,
just so good just to, you know, be with Almeen and,
yeah, it must have been amazing. I can,
yeah,
I can only imagine. Oh, I wish I was there.
Amazing. But she did, she did recommend that, you know, we continue to work with the Cornish Bell Hospital. And I mean, for you, you know, you and I, that's very dear to our hearts. And I know you work with it a lot too. And Almeen also mentioned, you know, like the small groups that we have, you know, all over the world. We're putting roots to her teachings is really helping too with the graceful change. And, you know, that's the Bhavasvatar works with. She said, even if, you know, we can do the first seven sigils, you know, it's going to create so many miracles, like in our own environment and for the earth. So, to, really work with that. And, you know, as we were leaving, she was working on the protocol for manifestation, because she had said, you know, her question was at the start of the week, like, why are we planting tulips and, you know, we're growing onions or we're reaping onions? So, you know, what's needs to be cleared, right? So it of course it's, you know, a lot of programs and stuff that we've taken on that, you know, is blocking our manifestation. So she was, as on our last day we were leaving, she was working on creating the protocol and a ceremony for which I believe Rahir is going to be teaching in Moscow. And who knows, hopefully the rest of us will somehow be able to have access to that. But I know, I feel there's going to be more coming out about that.
I look forward to it.
Me too. Manifestation
and creating abundance and creating peace, and it's just such a major theme in my life. It's always been that way. So I'm really excited about that. I love the different exercises that the Lemurian angels have given us, and, you know, the sacred sexuality for, you know, creating what we desire. So I'm excited to see how she will combine all these tools.
And
or is this a certain way of doing things?
Not that came out in the retreat, but I have a feeling there will be more to come on that. You know, and Almin did say, you know, like all the prayers and, you know, the healings that have been done for her and sent to her has really helped her. You know, and she was like so grateful for that, and, you know, was, and she said, like, from her life family all around the world, like, it's really made a huge, it's been a huge help for her. So please continue to do that, because, you know, she is still recovering. But, so it was, you know, truly, Malu, it was magical. But she recommended working with the god Merkaba in creating our sacred space and, you know, creating the reality that we want to live, because really it starts with us, right? We're the sacred government of the earth. So, you know, we govern our own life and we govern the, you know, it's by proxy down for our life. So that's what I'm doing. Cleaning house.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Denise.
You know, it's such a joy, and, you know, it truly, like, it's my greatest joy to walk this sacred journey with Almin and with you, with all our life family. I mean, I know she's, like, you know, she said the work that we've been doing, you know, it's really helping and it's making a difference. And, you know, there is hope. There, you know, there is the blessings of a new tomorrow. So we just hold a vision and be open to pleasant surprises.
Exactly.
So, but I'm so grateful to the angels and the angels above Asvatar and the angel gods. Like, truly, they are, you know, they are a blessing. And
I am too. I am so grateful that they are by our side,
yeah,
and assisting us every day.
So, anyways, Malou, I think we're just at the end of our show.
Yes.
It goes so fast now.
It does.